Do you think he had a touchdown there, Ben? What do you think?
Yeah. I'm not going to comment on the call. That's it's not mine to make. You know, it's what a roller coaster, huh? Have that play and feel like you score and you're excited for it, and then have to come back and it's not a touchdown. It's a game of emotion.
Is the last play your call to go for it, the fake spike?
It wasn't a fake spike. It was I was yelling clock it because I felt like that was the thing to do was clock it and get yourself one play. And it came from the sideline, don't clock it, don't clock it. Well, at that time, I'm already got everyone thinks it's clock, so you don't have time to try and get everyone lined up. So it's, I tried to, Eli saw that, you know, he kind of ran a quick slant in there, and at that time, you just got to try and make a play, and probably didn't make a good enough throw.
And how much pride can you take?
What's that?
How much pride can you take in how many offensive guys stepped up in AP?
I thought it was awesome. I thought, a lot of guys did some good things, but that's what we kind of expect from guys. How awesome at the end, Juju, getting us a chance down there, and Hey Bay, just guys stepping up and doing some really good things. So I'm really proud of that.
Even in defeat, do you guys think at least that you can beat them? You had them beat, you can beat them again?
I'm not into moral victories out here right now. We just lost a game, and it doesn't sit well, but season's not over. You know, I'll still see a lot of you guys next week.
So, can you go back on that last play?
I'm not going to comment on it. Yeah, I just said it once. I'm not going to talk about it again.
Ben, there was a play in the 2008 championship game to San Antonio that was similar to that where he went to the ground.
Okay.
And it was ruled incomplete. Did you remember that?
I don't, sorry.
No.
Mm-mm.
Did you get a look at that one at all, but just the James one?
Just from the Jumbotron. Obviously no one touched him. I thought that he crossed the plane before the ball hit the ground, but the rule is that you have to possess it all the way through.
I'd like to see him again, these guys.
Because that means we've made it pretty far. So, we're going to take this loss. Like I said, it was tough. But we had chances. We had chances to win that game. And, we just didn't get to happen. Didn't happen for us.
How much of what you guys did was based on their deployment and formation? Attacking based on what they were showing you or kind of trying to attack them with what you wanted?
A little bit of both. We did some stuff early with some no huddle and moving things around and throwing the ball. And then second half, we kind of, because of the way that things were dictated in game situation, we started running it and pounding it and doing big people. So, a little bit of both.
Do you have any words with Tom after the game?
Yes. There are a lot of microphones and cameras. I'm sure somebody got it.
Ben, are you glad to get that opportunity at the end? Did you just go for it, go for the win, instead of settling for the field goal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. You know, you get a chance to kind of improbably win it, with 50-some seconds and having to go a long way. And, it would have been fun for it to turn out a different way.
I mean, actually, on the last play, are you glad that they said just go for it, go for the win?
Yeah.
How nice was it to see Ryan in the stands watching?
It was awesome. I would have loved to have been able to win this one for him, but just to see him here was really cool.
Ben, what was it like dealing with the chaos at the end? Were you think James is in and they say survive the ground rule and you have to go back out there? What was that like?
Like I said, a lot of emotion, just extremely ecstatic early, kind of improbable being able to get down there and having a chance, and then kind of reeling it back in and figuring out a play or two to try and get in the end zone.
You'd have clocked it, you would have had fourth down, right?
One play. And it's either it's on coach to do whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
To be real clear on that, is that Randy or Todd in your ear saying go for it instead of clock it?
Yes.
Which one?
Todd. Now, once again, that's coming from the head guy. Someone's telling him, but maybe they wanted a field goal. Maybe they wanted a tie. I don't know. And so maybe that's on me. Maybe I should have just clocked it, whatever it is. I don't know. So we're not going to look back and second guess anything or anybody. We lost a game, and I threw a pick in the end zone at the end of the game to lose it.